retrieve her glasses, the old geezer yelled, "Hey, while you're in there, you might as well get my hat and the credit card."
It's time for 820 Money, where you get two for the price of one. Online now at WCOL.com.
This is when we double money. We have that power Friday mornings at this time. We call it 820 Money, where a dollar gets you two, where today, if you spend just $12.50, yes, you did the math correctly, give you a $25 gift certificate to a place that my wife and I absolutely love. I've talked about it outside of this. Oh, there she is calling right now. I got to, honey, let me call you back. We're talking about Buckeye Lake Winery, 820 Money.
That's awesome.
That's as real as it gets. She loves this place, Buckeye Lake Winery. We have Tracy Higginbotham in here. Tracy, Napa Valley experience in Central Ohio. I experienced it, as do all your other patrons who get there. But for those people who haven't, describe what it is you're talking about.
It's a beautiful winery, Napa Valley style, right on the south shore of Buckeye Lake. I've got 13 vineyards that I harvest from in Napa, Lodi, Russian River Valley, and Sonoma. So it's a really dry, fruit-forward Napa Valley style wine, plus an Ohio varietal of wine that we make. So it's a casual but elegant experience right on the shores of Buckeye Lake.
So these are California grapes raised, ripened on California vines, and bottled here.
I go to California, I harvest, I ferment in California, I bulk ship back for aging, bottling, and blending. And then all the Ohio wines are harvested here in Ohio and fermented and bottled at the winery as well.
So what's this event you got going on this weekend, this Sip Shop Savor event?
Well, everything that I'm looking at, you know, 23 years in corporate America, I've decided to take a different strategy. It's local, Ohio, United States. So this is kind of giving back to the community. So it's a kickstart to the holiday shopping weekend. We've got 20 local vendors in to our winery, you know, to show their wares and, you know, hopefully retain a little business, sip a little wine, shop with the vendors, and savor the food.
And then next weekend for Thanksgiving weekend, you've got reunion weekend. Tell us what that's all about.
At some point through the weekend, it was always a tradition of mine in college. You get back home and you have a little bit much family time and you want to get out for the weekend and unwind.
Let's face it, you can only take so much family.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's great
exactly.
to see them and it's great to leave them.
you want to get back together with old friends. A lot of many high school reunions at the winery that weekend. So live bands on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. There's actually an open mic night on Saturday as well.
Oh,
so
God.
Get together with your old friends at the winery. Send out a Facebook invite. Get together at the winery.
You've got a Cabernet Sauvignon from 2010 from Lodi, also one from Napa. You've got the Lakeview Red Rye from Lodi, a Chardonnay from Napa Valley, Pinot Grigio from the Russian River Valley. You've got Lakeview White Dry Wine from California, and my favorite, the incredible Zinfandel 2011 from Lodi.
Yes. Actually, all 2012s, we sold out of all the 2010s and 2011s, so we're off to a good start.
Wow.
And there's a Sweet Lakeview that's an Ohio varietal that we actually planted 650 grapevines on site this summer and hope to be harvesting our own grapes in a couple of years.
Very good.
Woody's actually the one that bought all the wine.
Well, we bought a case the last time we were there.
Yeah.
You sure did.
They're off of Rosewood Road down in Thornville. So you take 70 east to Route 37, right? And then you go south on 37 off of I-70 to, I want to say, 204?
Correct.
And then east again on 204 and follow the signs.
Exactly.
It's a great
It's right hang. On the lake.
Yeah, it is. It's a beautiful view. And the wine is worth the trip. And your food, we haven't even talked about the food. The food was incredible there.
The food is incredible. It's definitely upscale gourmet style. Small plates, paninis, and certainly a wide selection of dinner entrees and specials as well.
I was expecting the wine to be good, but I wasn't expecting the food to be that good. It's a great experience, and it's one of the better-kept secrets, I think, in Central Ohio. Buckeye Lake Winery, California-grown grapes out of a bottle here in Ohio. Tracy Higginbotham, you got it going on. 25 now for just $12.50. It's 820 Money, and that's only at WCOL.com. WCOL.